All public high school students in the state of Florida are required to take at least one course that primarily involves online learning in order to graduate. But some critics say it's not a good fit for every student. This week on Florida Matters, we'll debate the pros and cons of virtual learning in high school with a panel of experts and with comments our listeners submitted about their experience with the requirement. In this preview, host Robin Sussingham talks with Joanne Glenn, principal of Pasco County's eSchool, Adam LeMay, physics teacher in residence at the University of Central Florida, and Dr. Jody Marshall, president and CEO of Florida Virtual School, about the rationale for requiring an online course.
I understand it's a great option for some kids to have this world of online classes at their fingertips, but why is it mandatory?
Well, I think what we're doing is preparing students both for college and or the workplace. So it's been projected that by the year 2025, 40% of undergraduate courses offered at our Florida public universities will be delivered online. So we really feel like we are preparing students for college readiness and also preparing them if they go straight into the workforce, some of those skills in terms of collaborating from a distance, working on a project, things that they would have to do, training modules in a business are often conducted online. So we actually feel like we are preparing them for success in college and beyond.
So the idea is that students need to take an online class in high school because it will get them used to the technology for taking online classes at the university level. Adam, in your experience, does that make a difference?
You know, I'm not sure if I've seen that. I used to teach in the Tallahassee area and was pretty plugged into the state level education processes. And this seemed to be primarily motivated by budget, since online offerings are cheaper to do, right? I mean, you don't need air conditioning, you don't need a building to do that. And that's not to say that it's not a great choice for some students who need it, like some of the other folks mentioned, homeschool students, those who are chronically ill, that sort of thing, or trying to get ahead or skip over something so they can get into AP class next year instead of the year after. I'm not as convinced that it's teaching you something that a classroom teacher couldn't to prep you for university and the workplace, though.
As far as learning to take a class online, you don't think it prepares you for university, or you don't think it's really, these kids are so technology savvy anyway, they don't really need that preparation?
I mean, these platforms are pretty intuitive, and it's important to recognize that a lot of the collaboration and digital skills are already being incorporated by lots and lots of classroom teachers out there. So this is usually not a student's only exposure to collaborating digitally in some sort of online environment, right? Teachers use Google Docs, schools use Canvas. Yeah, that stuff is pretty ubiquitous now.
I would disagree from bricks and mortar standpoint. Many of our Title I schools and even just a typical profile high school struggles to have enough devices to put in kids' hands. And at least in Pasco County schools, we've adopted more of a bring your own device type of policy. But those individual personal devices are not in every way compatible with some of the digital resources. Now, that being said, I don't necessarily disagree with many of the points that have been raised, but the opportunity for students to practice these skills with adults in close proximity can't be discounted. We have a lot of students who do not have access to the internet at home, at least in Pasco County.